reached a crisis under which it could not double even once, that knee of the curve in the yeast growth law, in which a population can maintain a precarious stability of zero growth only by killing off its own members fast enough, lest it drown in its own poisons, commit suicide by total war, or stumble into some other form of the Malthusian final solution. But the human race has not, we think, increased to that monstrous figure, because the base figure for the diaspora must not be thought of as 7 billion, but rather as a few million at the opening of the era, plus the unnumbered, small but still growing hundreds of millions since, who have migrated from Earth and from its colony planets to still more distant places over the last 2 millennia. But we are no longer able to make a reasoned guess at the numbers of the human race, nor do we have even an approximate count of the colonized planets. The most we can say is that there must be in excess of 2,000 colonized planets, in excess of 500 billion people. The colonized planets may be twice that number. The human race could be 4 times that numerous, or more. So even the demographic aspects of historiography have become impossible. Data are out of date when we receive them, and always incomplete, yet so numerous and so varied in reliability that several hundred humans and computers on my staff keep busy trying to analyze, collate, interpolate,